Introduction. ADP 6-22 establishes and describes the Army profession and the associated ethic that serve as the basis for a shared professional identity. It establishes and describes what leaders should be and do. Having a standard set of leader attributes and core leader competencies facilitates focused feedback, education, training, and development across all leadership levels. ADP 6-22 describes enduring concepts of leadership through the core competencies and attributes required of leaders of all cohorts and all organizations, regardless of mission or setting. These principles reflect decades of experience and validated scientific knowledge. An ideal Army leader serves as a role model through strong intellect, physical presence, professional competence, and moral character. An Army leader is able and willing to act decisively within superior leaders' intent and purpose and in the organization's best interests. Army leaders recognize that organizations built on mutual trust and confidence accomplish missions. Every member of the Army profession, military or civilian, is part of a team and functions in the role of leader and subordinate. Being a good subordinate is part of being an effective leader. Leaders do not just lead subordinates, they also lead other leaders. Leaders are not limited to just those designated by position, rank, or authority. Being and doing are ineffectual without knowledge. Knowing the what and how of soldiering, tactics, operational art, staff operations, functional and technical expertise, and many other areas are essential to leading well. ADP 6-22 cannot convey all of the specific knowledge areas to become an expert leader. All leaders accrue the knowledge and develop the expertise required to contribute to the support and execution of the Army's four strategic roles: shaping operational environments, preventing conflict, prevailing in large-scale ground combat operations, and consolidating gains. ADP 6-22 describes the attributes and core competencies required of contemporary leaders. ADP 6-22 addresses the following topics necessary for Army members to become a skilled, agile, and highly proficient Army leader. Army definitions of leader, leadership, and counterproductive leadership. The Army leadership requirements model as a common basis for recruiting, selecting, developing, evaluating leaders, and most importantly, for leading soldiers and Department of the Army, DA, civilians. Roles and leadership of leaders, including the roles of subordinates or team members. What makes an effective leader? A person of integrity, who builds trust and applies sound judgment to influence others. How to lead, develop, and achieve through competency-based leadership. The basics of leading at the direct, organizational, and strategic levels. The influences and stresses of changing conditions that affect leadership. Key updates and changes to this version of ADP 6-22 include information from ADP 6-22 and ADRP 6-22 combined into a single document. Incorporation of key concepts, Army profession and Army ethic from ADRP 1. New leadership requirements model diagram. New discussions on the dynamics of leadership, followers, humility, and counterproductive leadership. ADP 6-22 contains 10 chapters comprising 3 parts describing the Army's approach to leadership. Chapter 1 describes the Army profession and the ways the Army ethic underpins the decisions and actions of all Army leaders. It discusses the characteristics of the Army profession and expectations of all Army professionals. Chapter 1 also defines leadership, describes the foundations of Army leadership, introduces the Army leadership requirements model, and addresses the various roles of Army leaders and the echelons of leadership. Part 1 describes the leader attribute categories of character, presence, and intellect. Chapter 2 discusses the attribute category of character. Army values and Army ethic, empathy, warrior ethos, service ethos, discipline, and humility. Chapter 3 discusses the attribute category of presence, military and professional bearing, fitness, confidence, and resilience. Chapter 4 discusses the attribute category of intellect, mental agility, sound judgment, innovation, interpersonal tact, and expertise. Part 2 describes the core leader competencies and their application. Chapter 5 addresses the competency category of leads others, builds trust, extends influence beyond the chain of command, leads by example, and communicates. Chapter 6 describes the competency category of develops, prepares self, creates a positive environment, develops others, and stewards the profession. Chapter 7 describes the competency category of achieves and the supporting actions of providing guidance and managing and monitoring duties and missions. Chapter 8 discusses the challenges of the operational environment, stress, and change. Part 3 addresses the roles and responsibilities of organizational leaders in Chapter 9 and of strategic leaders in Chapter 10.